Leading the news this morning, Prime Minister Tony Abbott has met China's President Xi Jinping ahead of the APEC summit in Bali. It's the first of a series of bilateral meetings Mr. Abbott will hold over the next few days. Now, the pair spoke about increasing trade between their two countries. Mr. Abbott has accepted an invitation to visit China next year. Violent clashes in Cairo have killed at least 34 people and injured dozens more. Police fired on supporters of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi when they tried to march on Tahrir Square. The violence erupted during celebrations to commemorate Egypt's 1973 war with Israel. An out-of-control monster truck has ploughed into a crowd of spectators in Mexico, killing at least 8 people. The driver appeared to lose control after jumping his four-wheel drive over an obstacle during a demonstration. About 80 other people have been seriously hurt. Libya is demanding an explanation from Washington after US Special Forces captured an al-Qaeda leader in the capital, Tripoli. Anas al-Libi is wanted over the 1998 bombings of US embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. A separate raid on al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia failed to capture the intended target there. And an investigation's underway into a large factory fire at Ipswich, west of Brisbane. The fire at Viscount Plastics erupted yesterday afternoon, causing $500,000 worth of damage. Dozens of firefighters battled to extinguish the blaze.